got the idea while watching the honors physics students doing some experiments in acoustics. I take it, of course, that you all understand the phenomenon of interference. Oh, naturally, I replied. Hey, said one of the chess players, who had given up trying to concentrate on the game, probably because he was losing. I don't. Purvis looked at him as though seeing something that had no right to be around in a world that had invented penicillin. In that case, he said coldly, I suppose I'd better do some explaining. He waved aside our indignant protest. No, I insist. It's precisely those who don't understand these things who need to be told about them. If someone had only explained the theory to poor Fenton while there was still time. He looked down at the now thoroughly abashed chess player. I do not know, he began, if you have ever considered the nature of sound. Suffice to say that it consists of a series of waves moving through the air. Not, however, waves like those on the surface of the sea. Oh, dear, no. Those waves are up and down movements. Sound waves consist of alternate com... Don't you mean rarefications? Rare what? Rarefications. Don't you mean rarefications? I do not. I doubt if such a word exists, and if it does, it shouldn't, retorted Purvis, with the aplomb of Sir Alan Herbert, dropping a particularly revolting neologism into his killing bottle. Where was I? Oh, explaining sound, of course. When we make any sort of noise, from the faintest whisper to that concussion that went past just now, a series of pressure changes moves through the air. Have you ever watched shunting engines at work on a siding? You see a perfect example of the same kind of thing. There's a long line of goods wagons all coupled together. One end gets a bang, first two trucks move together. And then you can see the compression wave moving right along the line. Behind it, the reverse thing happens. The rarefaction, I repeat, rarefaction, as the trucks separate again. The things are simple enough when there is only one source of sound, only one set of waves. But suppose you have two wave patterns moving in the same direction. That's when interference arises, and there are lots of pretty experiments in elementary physics to demonstrate it. Now, all we need worry about here is the fact, which I think you will all agree is perfectly obvious, that if one could get two sets of waves exactly out of step, the total result would be precisely zero. The compression pulse of one sound wave would be on top of the rarefaction of another. Net result, no change, and hence no sound. Well, to go back to my analogy of the line of wagons, it's as if you gave the last truck a jerk and a push simultaneously. Nothing at all would happen. Doubtless, some of you will already see what I'm driving at, and will appreciate the basic principle of the Fenton silencer. Young Fenton, I imagine, argued in this manner. This world of ours, he said to himself, is too full of noise. There would be a fortune for anyone who could invent a really perfect silencer. Now, what would that imply? It didn't take him long to work out the answer. I told you he was a bright lad. There was really very little in his pilot model. It consisted of a microphone, a special amplifier, and a pair of loudspeakers. Any sound that happened to be about was picked up by the mic, amplified, and inverted so that it was exactly out of phase with the original noise. Then it was pumped out to the speakers. The original wave and the new one cancelled out, and the net result was silent.